for What Works in Education. More at edutopia.org.
Brian Forer joins us now on Morning Edition for his Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
All right. Welcome back after the holiday last week.
Thanks.
Well, of course, the big news is what's going on in Washington, the discussions between the president and congressional leaders over debt reduction and the ways to reduce future deficits. Whatever happens will certainly have repercussions for the states, internationally, no doubt, and certainly in the business community. What's your take?
Well, my take, Wayne, is that it is another really hot summer day in front of us. It's a good day to get a cold Slurpee. But speaking of heating up, we have been particularly interested to watch the ongoing battles in Washington over the federal debt ceiling, as you say. It's amazing, Wayne, that some of the similarities with the current NFL labor market situation, you know, how the public, we sit back with amazement, assuming these rich, powerful guys in charge will work out a deal before the deadline. There's also the similarity that both sides say they are ready to negotiate, but seemingly barely budge every day. Also, the fact that the outcome of both of these issues, the NFL situation and the debt ceiling, have very significant long-term effects for both Congress and the public and the NFL. You know, but more seriously, the credit analysts on Wall Street are growing increasingly concerned that the August 2nd deadline for the debt reduction is looming, and a deal does not appear in sight from either House Speaker John Boehner or from President Obama. This week, though, Wayne, most analysts are fixating on the corporate earnings reporting season, which begins in earnest today.
All right, I want to ask you about that and also about the dismal jobs report for June that came out last Friday. Very disappointing, although the private sector did see a bit of an upswing in jobs.
Yeah, I that's true. I've been on some roller coasters with my kids recently, Wayne, and I can understand how investors feel about this jobs market. You know, you have those moments when you're on a roller coaster where you're doing just fine, you're laughing, you're going up, maybe even brave enough to put your hands in the air.
Yep.
Then you have a lurch to the side, or maybe you go straight down and your stomach is just going nuts.
You bet.
Well, the jobs report on Friday was just nothing short of bad. There's no way to spin that one. Only 18,000 net new jobs gained in June, which was well below the expectation and far below the average about 250,000 or so we need per month to bring down unemployment from its current 9.2% rate. Market analysts were a little taken aback by the number because an earlier report in the week from ADP showed or expected about 150,000 jobs to be added in June. Some analysts trotted out the predictable responses that employment data is a lagging indicator of economic health and that next month's data, remember, it's always next month, will be really important. One bright side is after a major sell-off in early Friday stock trading, the average has kind of crept back up. Another is that the Dow Jones Transportation Average, not one that we talk about a lot, but it's comprised of railroads and trucking companies, both hit new highs late last week. So the data does continue to be kind of unclear and murky.
We have just under 3 minutes to go this morning. Did you want to talk about the earnings reports at this point?
Yeah, one thing I do want to mention first, though, is one thing that's really good news for Virginia is that Virginia is a great place to do business. We did not get a chance to talk about this recently, but
right.
Virginia has once again been chosen as the number one state for business in the U.S. by cable business network CNBC. We beat out Texas, who had beat us out last year. The other states in the top five this year were North Carolina, Georgia, and Colorado. Interesting to note that three of the top four are in the Southeast. But this is an annual survey that CNBC does, and they consider over 40 different variables, including quality of life, education, technology, cost of living, and others. Virginia does particularly well with its diverse economy, a friendly business climate, and strategic location, meaning close to the ocean, the military, and to D.C. Interestingly, we dropped in quality of life because of health care, but generally Virginia wins because of its solid all-around performance, meaning that we don't rely on one particular thing every year to do well in Virginia. This is something for Virginians to be really proud of.
In a minute and 45 seconds, analyze the first half of the year for us to kind of give a snapshot of the first half.
I'll be glad to. Basically, this is a good time of year, the halftime, as I call it, where investment markets were as of June 30. Year to date, 9 of the 10 major industry groups of the S&P 500 are up. The only negative are financials, which are badly trailing. The best sectors so far in 2011 are energy, healthcare, and consumer discretionary. This most recent quarter, however, saw some slowdown because of Japan, Libya, and the European concerns. So really, only four of the 10 industry groups were up for the quarter, with the more conservative items like utilities, healthcare, and consumer staples leading the way. Around the globe, Wayne, it's pretty interesting. The best markets in 2011, this is among major industrialized markets, were Germany, Spain, which is surprising given all their debt concerns, and France, which was kind of surprising to me. The worst performers thus far have been Brazil, down about 10%, India, down about 8%, and Japan, down about 4%, but that's not really that surprising given all their problems with the hurricane and tsunami. The mid part of the year, we think, is always a good time to reflect on your positioning and possibly consider rebalancing your own portfolio.
Okay, about 20 seconds for a parting word, if you wish.
Well, I think the earnings, you got to watch it this week. Yeah. May not be as much as people expect, but Alcoa will kick us off today.
All right. Thanks to Brian Ford at RBC Wealth Management, who joins us Monday mornings to analyze the business news. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
You're with WCVE Public Radio, 88.9 in Richmond, 89.1 in Heathsville, 90.1 in Chase City. The time, 8:40.